Action Park Media.
Welcome to Victory the Podcast. I am Doug Ellen.
Kevin Dillon.
Kevin Connolly, big one today, Gronk.
We got Rob Gronkowski. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Do you remember how we even got into the movie?
I don't remember how we got into the movie.
He just came onto set with Henry Penzi, who's going to be here today. Henry Penzi.
Oh, yeah, Henry's going to be here. All right.
Friend of Wahlberg's, who, you know, almost was a character in the show. We had written a script once upon a time with Henry featured as a character, but it never happened. Maybe in the
Didn't
reboot.
He do something on the show, though?
Didn't he did something on the pilot, didn't he?
He was in the pilot. I think he was one of the photographers, wasn't he? With Danny
I think
A?
So, yeah. I think so.
But didn't he do some casting, too? Some background casting?
He was involved.
He helped a lot.
You know, Wahlberg tried to get all of his buddies in the mix best way they could. And then it was up to them to keep it going. I don't know.
Yeah. So you're saying Henry failed?
I didn't say that. I'm not saying that. Let's moving on from Henry. Let's talk about some other stuff.
Uh-oh.
Let's talk about Gronk.
No, but let's but first thing I want to talk about is, like, I want to clear the Russell Wilson air. Okay.
Ooh.
What's the air?
Well, you sent me that article about...
So an article came out yesterday, which is weird, that said basically Connolly was able to tell that Russell Wilson was going to
like
collapse.
How I said that I believe Russell Wilson is responsible for breaking my leg and it's his fault and all this kind of shit. And it's like, you know, we joke around on the podcast, but like, come on, the fucking guys have...
It's a
joke. I mean, the fact that they would write an article like that,
I mean,
seriously,
they quoted
wrote
you.
That.
Something, but was it like The Onion? I mean, it's ridiculous.
No, it's a real article. So the quote was not real.
Taken out of context.
So
the
now,
quote is
Russell's
so taken out of
recovering from his. He got hit pretty hard.
And then
hard
he got hit
game.
After that. Which
so
is
he's a, got a concussion.
Which
and now
is
he's got to read
is,
this article about how.
Yeah, I'm sure he's reading that article.
It's
today.
Just so stupid that anybody would think that I really, A, blame Russell Wilson for breaking my leg, or B, I mean.
Here's the good news. He doesn't follow you, so he probably doesn't.
Doesn't matter. The point is that it was a joke. I broke my own leg. It wasn't Russell Wilson. Maybe it was Ferrara that broke my leg. No, I'm kidding.
Well, anyway, a lot of people were asking, what's the beef with Russell Wilson? There's
no
beef.
You're joking around.
Someone everybody called me a scorned lover. No. I mean, it's not like he used to be a good friend. He's not anymore. I don't care. I mean, I would care more if he was good. I mean,
right.
You know, like.
Jesus.
but for real, like, you know, we used to be good friends. He decided he didn't need me anymore after the movie didn't do so well. What can I tell you?
That was it.
You know, that was it. And
you got to juice up those opening weekend.
Well,
numbers.
He didn't make the cut, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he made the
cut.
But
he was cut down a lot. He was cut down a lot.
I mean, he was cut down a lot less than he should have been cut down. I'll tell you that. I mean, the throw may have been accurate, but the performance maybe was not on
leaves
par.
Leaves a little something to be desired.
Yeah, certainly not Tom Brady performance or Gronk, you know?
It's true. It's true. What was I going to say? Oh, okay. So, Dylan, bringing you up to speed about the Queens Boulevard Film Festival. So we talked about this a little bit. We did a little emergency pod to put it out there. We've gotten some submissions, but I'm into it now. I know last time when we talked about it, I was a little nervous about it. Kev, what if we have a film festival and nobody submits? I was afraid. Like, we'll be embarrassing.
Well, we already had
submitted.
One. And right. We had a lot of submissions.
Yeah,
right?
We did. So hopefully people want to jump back
you know,
on.
One of the things that I think people find cute about Kevin is it's not just that he's small, but he's humble. And he's insecure.
I am.
And it's not. And it's why he's likable, because he's not, even though a lot of people think Connolly/E/Connolly, which is the Ramble On character, is like this arrogant prick, he's actually a humble, nice human being.
Thanks, Doug. Yeah. I appreciate it. And while we're passing out the compliments, the fucking hair is on another planet.
I think we got more fans now, right, than we did when we had the first one.
All I'm saying is that it's a big ask.
How many submissions did we have?
We
like
got
20?
Like a few hundred last
time. A few hundred?
Yes.
Wow.
I need to... Connolly's thought was cut off, Kevin, so rudely when he was going to compliment my... I don't know what.
Listen, Doug's hair. Doug is made a believer out of me.
I'm not going to lie. I'm jealous. I mean, look at that. Let me run my fingers through that,
You
please.
Can do that, but what I will say is, first of all, Kev, you can have this done. Dr. Ziering, and I'm 6 months ago,
I don't know that I could look at Dylan in that weird hat with the red lights beaming on it. Of course, Dylan wouldn't put it on Instagram.
It's going to grow from now. I'm 6 months since this FUE procedure. So by March, I mean, I should look like Grenier.
But you're not.
Saying.
You're not ever going to. Those days are over. You have, by the way, your hair right now, if you never grew another hair, Your hair is good. But
the crazy thing is, you don't have a gray hair in your head.
I never had gray hair. How's that possible? Well, because they were all falling out.
Well, they're all new.
Well, it's gonna happen.
All the gray hairs fell out.
These are baby hairs. These are like the same. They're so new. These are newer than my baby.
Right, but the other thing is, you know, and this isn't you. It just, I think it's, you know, human nature. First couple times you come in, no hat. You know, a lot of eyes on the hair.
Yeah.
Today, you walked in here like fucking, do you have confidence like Vince?
Oh, my
Vince.
God.
You walked in here like
Vince.
You
look like two inches taller.
Like chest puffed out.
I was a little nervous this morning. I mean, I said I'm not going to stop wearing the hat till New Year's because now's
You are camera ready with the hair. Now, let me ask you this. Yeah. How long is the hair process in the morning to get it looking like that? Obviously, it's one thing when you have race of hair and makeup, this entourage was, fame.
This doesn't have to do anything now.
Nothing.
Oh, you put a little product
in it? No more powder.
Yeah, I 45 seconds after I showered, I toweled it, I put a brush through it, and then I...
Use a little product?
Like that clay, whatever that
Yeah, a little
is.
Molding mud. Yeah. All right.
Clay.
Well, know. Fucking... Hey, bro, it looks great.
Well, thank you.
I mean, I really want to give
you
it a closer look. Can I give it a closer look?
Not right now.
Dylan, how's the stock market? How's the stock market treating you?
My Tesla's stock is taking a beating right now.
Tesla will come back.
Great value, yeah. I believe in that company. So,
so do I.
Yeah. And Matter of fact, I want to buy more right now, but you guys are stopping me from doing it.
So you're not scared that the CEO of Tesla really spends his entire day tweeting? You're not worried about this at all? And again, I'm an Elon Musk fan, but I'm just, you know.
No, I'm not.
Because if you look at Twitter, my whole feed is Elon Musk.
Yeah, I think that'll go away. And he'll get back into Tesla.
The guy runs five companies.
But he's got the truck coming out. He's got the 18-wheeler and the 16-wheeler.
Are you going to buy an 18-wheeler or no?
He's got that... The pickup? No, I'm not going to buy it.
that would be
cool, though.
If Dylan showed up at Action Park with an 18-wheeler Tesla, that wouldn't make any sense.
Great. I'd be concerned.
I'd turn it into a flatbed.
Why would you have an 18-wheeler? Get a truck.
Throw
a different
couch
stuff.
On there.
By the way, he's already got ideas for this. Why are you ruining this?
Yeah, we can do something cool.
By the way, we build a mobile podcast studio in Dylan's Tesla 18-wheeler, and we go around the country.
Let's give the shout-out to this company. By the way, for free, FYI, I'd like to say. This company that Dylan and Lisa Gallant, Dylan did not discover this company, Lisa Gallant did, but Dylan brought in Doug's baby present today, and it's the same exact thing he got me, and they're great little onesies.
Yeah, so they've got the
days. I appreciate how important the onesies are.
But Dylan, I don't even think any of us are 100% sure what language. Is it French?
I think it's French.
I'm pretty sure it's French. What does it say?
It's the days of the week. And the company is what? Right, it's a French name, it feels like.
I mean, I feel like a moron, but this says Samodi. Is that Saturday in French? I have no idea.
I don't know, man. I know Spanish.
Spanish, I would have gone okay with Spanish.
I speak Spanish, bro. I don't know.
I don't know.
In any event, beautiful.
I told her to get it in Spanish, just like I did for Kevin Connolly.
Well, you're going to have to get
it
in
second.
But
she's like, oh, I think I got it in French.
I think mine might have been in French.
You're just going to have to work on your French a little bit.
This is before my fluent Spanish speaking days, so mine might have been.
You're fluent now.
Mine might have been in French as well. Maybe the company, I feel like it's a French company, but what's the name say inside the tag?
Okay, we're getting nothing for this, but Connolly is so desperate for sponsors.
It's not like they gave it to me for free.
I think it's cute.
this is French. Bone. My eyes are so bad. See, that's the
great
next thing I have
read.
To do.
Great
Bone.
Ad read.
I can't read it. All bone. Right. I can't
bone?
See
bone?
Ew.
Why are you talking about bones?
So disgusting, man.
I mean, the guys are talking. Can I
all
just
right,
say
put the product down.
Can
you clean up your area? It looks like what a mess you got going
so
on.
So Entourage Fan 77 doesn't cause any problems. I want to say Gronkowski is coming very soon, so it's going to be a good one. We'll talk about it.
Don't worry. We're not going to talk about onesies for the rest of the episode.
Yeah, but by the way, thank you, too, because we got some good reviews after that. And keep them coming because they mean a lot to the podcast to help build it and grow it. And when you see
some
jerk-o clown...
Entourage Fan 77.
You know what's amazing, though? And I'm with you.
So they got on the guy a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm with you, Kevin Dillon.
They do like to hear about your onesie.
There's something about Kevin Dillon. I mean, it's an intangible that nobody can understand. When you're young and you want to be an actor, he's got this thing. People just like you. Like, there's plenty of people who like me and plenty of people who Connolly, but there's a lot of people who hate Connolly and myself. They say a lot of nobody says anything nasty about Dylan ever, which I'm with you. I love Dylan, except he's tardy. But other than that, I wasn't tardy today.
It was early today.
You guys put me in rush hour, too.
Well, it was not me and Connolly. What did he offer? 10:15, he said, for bagels. So I'm like, Connolly's going to actually bring bagels.
I got one. Did you get one, Doug?
Wait, Henry Penzi is calling.
By the way,
Henry. We're live on the
pod.
They're in.
Stock tip is coming right now.
All right.
All right. He's coming to open the door. We're coming.
All right. We're coming back from the break with Gronk. He's in the house. Let's be honest, we could all use a little more motivation when it comes to working out. So allow me to introduce to you Fight Camp. Fight Camp is interactive at-home boxing. They bring the best workout in the world into your home and make it fun. Explore thousands of workouts led by expert trainers with decades of experience teaching proper boxing form and technique. Fight Camp has live punch counting stats that motivate you by counting every punch throughout your workout and pushing you to meet goals each round. As you progress, you'll unlock achievements and can go head-to-head against other members, whether they're across the country or across the living room. One of the best things about Fight Camp is that it makes boxing accessible to everyone, no matter what fitness level you're at, whatever your age is, or what your experience with boxing is. You can do it, and you're going to have a great time. So join the biggest boxing community in the world without leaving your home. The holiday season, you'll also get a heart rate monitor and a premium jump rope for free. That's an additional $148 value for free. Fight Camp packages start at just $99. They also offer some great financing options, so you can get started for as low as $9 a month. To get started, to get your free gifts with purchase, go to fightcamp.com/victory. That's fightcamp.com/victory.
All right, welcome back, Victory the Podcast. One of our favorite guests who was ever on the, he was actually in the movie, not the show, which was awesome, but Rob Gronkowski, what's going on?
Rob! Yes, what's up, guys? How you doing, man?
Good, bro.
Who set this up today? Who got Gronk in the house today?
Oh, you don't even want to know. I'm not even sure if I want to give the guy credit. He already talks a million times at a million miles per hour every single day. You know, his name's Ryan Sherbear.
Our boy, this is pickleball, Kevin. These guys are starting to understand pickleball. Are you involved in the team with Brady, by the way, or no?
No, I'm not. But I saw that, you know, he bought a team. I'm not even sure what league.
Yeah,
league.
Major League Pickleball. I've got a team, too. I mean, I'm a small part. So you should be involved in this. But we need to play this week while you're here.
Yes, we do, man. I love pickleball. But, our friend Ryan Sherbear, he used to play tennis, and now he's like a pro pickleball player.
Right.
And he's actually really, really good. And we were just playing, and he just blew my mind. He's like, oh, Doug wants you to come on the Entourage Podcast. I'm like just sitting there like, how do you know Doug? But I didn't want to ask the question because right. Basically the guy knows everyone.
He knows everybody.
Yeah, and he can talk to anyone,
yes,
too.
Yes, for sure.
But so, here he is.
Yeah.
That's how he got it done.
And so Henry Penzi got no credit, but Henry Penzi.
No, this was not Henry Penzi. He got no credit.
Yeah.
So, and he's in the back booth right now.
But Henry's been a friend of Mark's and a friend of ours for, I don't know, 30 years.
Henry was in the pilot.
Henry was in the pilot of Entourage, and Henry brought you onto the set. So we'll talk about, mostly we're going to talk about Entourage. That's what we do here. But I just want to, just quick, is there any shot you're going to play football again? Is that possible?
Is there any shot this year? There's absolutely no shot. You know, I have no, I don't know, like desire to play. Right. I've been asked by actually a few teams to come back. I got a call from a couple teams, and a couple teams that are definitely surprising. I'm like, whoa, they just called you? I'm talking to my agent. I'm like, they called you? I'm like,
boy, the Giants could use you.
Yeah, that might have been one of them. You know, that might have been one of them.
And that would be nice.
They got Coach Daboll there. He was one of my favorite coaches of all times because he coached me for 3 years when he was with the Patriots. I think it was from 2014 to 2017. He was actually my tight end coach when we won my first Super Bowl versus Seattle up in Arizona when Malcolm Butler had that interception. But let me tell you, man, I love playing for Coach Daboll. He's inspiring. He gets you ready to go every single day, and he makes it fun like throughout the whole entire day from the meetings all the way to going out on the practice field. I mean, we played Jeopardy to learn our plays. That's awesome. I love them.
You know what? You can feel it with the team because they feel like a different team, except for yesterday, which is unfortunate.
But the
Eagles are good. They're not messing around.
So. The Eagles are good, and I would just say the Giants just don't have the talent. You know, I would say Daboll is getting them to play their best football because a team with less talent, if they show up. To a team, you know, with more talent and that team really isn't, you know, showing up or playing to their best of their ability, that team can win that with the less talent any given Sunday. And that's what's so great about football. And Daboll has them playing to that level, even though I believe they don't have that much talent.
And the Giants are pretty banged up too.
Yeah,
a lot of injuries.
But it is amazing that a coach can do that. It speaks, and I don't wanna get anything that you don't want to talk about. But I mean, Bruce Arians leaves. And Bowles, who, you know, is supposedly this amazing coach all the time, and as a head coach, doesn't seem to work out necessarily. Do you think that has something to do with this year or what?
I'm not really sure what's going on down there because they got the talent down there. They got the players down in Tampa. I would just... just say things just aren't really clicking, you know, with everything that's going on. I mean, obviously the injury bug, they're dealing with that. I mean, Tom's going through a lot and, you know, in that situation with, you know, on the field and off the field.
Yeah.
And everything weighs in. Everything weighs into play when you're playing the game of football. I mean, the mental and physical stress is, you know, unpredictable. I mean, it can be to another level. That's what's so crazy about football. It's kind of like makes you bipolar sometimes. I swear, man. There's one day you're at a high like this, and then the next day you're at a super low, and you feel like you can't even get out of bed. And that's, you know, that's with the fans as well, man. I'm with some of my friends, and one day he's talking so much garbage. Oh, my team. Oh, like I have a Steelers fan. Oh, the Pittsburgh's rock. They're the best team. They just won. And then the next week, like, he's so depressed and down low. I'm like, what happened? He's like, oh, the Steelers lost.
Welcome to the world of the Dolphins fan. Grog, question for you. When you're not playing, like, how close are you to the game in terms of following it? Is it just sort of in passing as a fan, or with you and your buddies and fantasy football? God forbid I want to bring that up, but what's your level of how much do you pay attention when you're not?
I mean, I kind of just pay attention. I kind of graze. You know, I'm not like a fantasy football guy where I'm, you know, studying my roster every single week. Oh, who do I got? Who's a free agent that I can pick up on? Right. I'm not like that. I mean, I kind of just watch the highlights.
Right.
And I can just catch up with what's going on in the NFL just like that.
Yeah, because you got to know, because I saw you on the pregame yesterday. You were great at it, too. But if you're not paying attention, you won't know what to talk about.
Yes, exactly.
But you're great at that.
Yeah. Do you like that?
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And the Fox team, they're just so great. You know,
I saw you there.
That could be your thing, right?
Yeah, I could totally see you being a great addition to those guys.
It could be, for sure. I mean, obviously, when I signed my contract, it was 3 years ago. When I first retired, so it was like a 3-year deal. So I did that first year, and then I went back to football. So then it got delayed. So now, 4 years later, I'm on my second year of the contract.
Keep extending it when you're coming
back.
That's
right. I saw you. I saw you. God, that was probably pre-COVID, right?
Yes.
Is that possible? I can't even keep track of time anymore. So how do you feel now? Like, is your body just like,
I feel great, right?
Yeah. I feel really good, actually. You know, my athletic ability, I actually kind of feel like I'm, you know, the most athletic I've ever been right now. And I take off football, you know, I played football, but like one of my main goals in life is to, you know, fix every single body part that got demolished in the game of football.
Right.
Like, for real.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
Yes, it is possible. I mean, if you really look at it, I mean, there was a time in my life when I was 24, 25, where people were like, he's never going to play football again. Like, this guy, I just had like 4 surgeries in like a matter of like 3 months. And I had to find a way, you know, to climb out of that situation. And if you can climb out of that situation and keep playing, I mean, I feel like anything's possible.
But how just rehab it like crazy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just rehabbing, just kind of doing the mind-body connection, you know, feeling your muscles, like, you know, like how to loosen them, make yourself more agile, make yourself more pliable. So getting some, you know, the correct treatment, you know, doing the right exercises.
Probably lay off the weights a little bit now that you're not out there running around with the guys. Right?
Yes.
A little more.
Yes, you know, more exercises that lengthen your body instead of, you know, making you more condensed and, you know, just kind of like, if you just, you know, like a ball of muscle, that's no good. That doesn't really make you athletic. Playing other sports like pickleball.
I mean, that Instagram.
That you said the magic word, Greg. Yes. You said Doug, he's like a little kid. He's so happy you said pickleball.
That Instagram shot of you, I mean, jumping, it looked like a fucking 80-inch vertical leap. I mean, am I crazy? Was that real?
Yeah, it wasn't. It was real. It wasn't deceiving either. You know how Instagram, you can really make it deceiving. Like,
get that camera real low.
Yeah, get the camera real low.
And you could honestly make you as high as you want.
I got up there. Yeah.
No,
I got up there.
It was sick. You were like 4 feet over Ryan Sherry's head, which is not, you know, the biggest achievement. But I mean, it's crazy. And you know, I remember when Henry brought you to the set of the movie.
It's Doug's big claim to fame that he beat you in ping pong, bro.
Well, forget that.
I don't even remember that.
I was about to say, do you really not remember that?
I mean, I play ping pong all the time now as well. Love ping pong. We got
a rematch.
We have to rematch.
Wow. I don't remember. I thought you were going to remember.
Robbie just heard his dream. You heard
it. That was in the backyard of that house.
That was on set. Russell was there. Golden Tate was there. And
was it when we were shooting the movie, or was it?
Yeah, we were shooting. Yeah. It was in between, and I beat Rob pretty badly. Yeah. But anyway.
He's been talking about Rob. He believes that he won.
I don't
won.
Remember.
I have video, by the way, so we'll send it. But what Russell, that day, Russell said, I swear to God, I remember, because he didn't have Jimmy Graham yet. He didn't have anybody. And he looked at you and said, how do I get that on my
Do you know what I would do? You think I'm great now. Do you know what I would do with that guy lining up on the end?
And I always said that if you were the receiver, if you were the guy that ball was thrown to in the Super Bowl, Malcolm Butler would not have run through you. And it would have been an easy touchdown, you know? Don't you think?
Well, he was on the Patriots.
Well, yeah. So I would have had a Super Bowl no matter what.
Exactly. Basically, you're guaranteed Super Bowl. Yes.
I was at that Super Bowl. It was great. You were there too, right, Kev?
I was not at that one.
I was there. I was there. I have an amazing picture of my dad and Lucas, you know, from right when that play happened, which must have been, I mean, is that a game? Are you still believing there's any shot that you're going to win that game at that moment? I mean, is there any thoughts to that?
Not looking great.
I mean, it was looking great. We scored the go-ahead touchdown with, I don't even know, like a minute 30 left or less than a minute. I'm not even exactly sure. And I was like, oh, we got this in the book. You know, our defense is going to stop them. And then they were just driving down the field. And then it was kind of getting a little depressing. You know, like they're within our 10-yard line. There's like 20 seconds left, which doesn't really matter. You got 20 seconds with, you know, in our red zone. I mean, you can easily just throw the ball away or right when the guy, you know, throw it to the end zone. If they, you know, they drop it or it doesn't get completed, then you still have 15 seconds left. So they're going to get all four plays off.
Right.
And, dude, I was nervous. I was just like,
was that a third down play?
We need a miracle. We need a miracle. I'm not sure. It was at least a third down.
It was third or fourth, possibly.
Yeah, it was
But you're like helpless on the sideline, too.
Helpless.
That's the other thing. You can't do anything.
Just praying for a miracle. Yep. Just like nervous. Like it was mind-boggling situation. And then just all of a sudden, like just thinking in your head, like we need that Malcolm Butler interception. We need that miracle.
Somebody's got to make a play.
Someone's got to make a play. And like just thinking that in your head. And I'm like, I have no clue who's going to make the play, what type of play it's going to be. Like we just need a miracle. And then it happened, and let me tell you, just literally just flew right off the bench. Right. I was sitting down, and you just jumped up. It was like you just were floating in the air when Malcolm made that interception.
Was one better than the other Super Bowls, or it's just they're all amazing?
No, that one was definitely the best one, hands down. It's the first one, and that's what it's all about, getting into that Super Bowl club.
Right.
So the game, just how it went down, we were down by 10 twice. You know, we were down like 14, and then we came back and we tied it at 14. Then we were down 24-14 in the fourth, came back, made it 28-24. So just the way the game went down, you know, just how good of a game it was, back and forth. I mean, you know, both teams putting up points, both teams playing great defense as well. Both teams just, you know, playing their hearts out, giving it all they have. It was definitely one of the best Super Bowls of the last 20 years as well.
Yeah.
So that was definitely, you know, it ranks at the top of definitely my Super Bowl wins.
This holiday season, the best deal in wireless can only be found at Mint Mobile. Right now, when you switch to Mint Mobile and buy any three-month plan, you'll get 3 months for free. As the first company to sell premium wireless service online only, Mint Mobile lets you order and activate from home with eSIM while saving tons on phone plans starting at just $15 a month. I've been using Mint Mobile long before this holiday deal, and I have to say, it's a perfect time to switch. We've been doing it here at Action Park with all the texts flying around between Doug and Dylan and Scotty and Dave. I mean, listen, you buy 3 months, you get 3 months for free. That's exactly what we needed here. Great holiday deal. Mint Mobile's best offer of the year is here for a limited time. Buy any three-month plan and get 3 months for free. By going online only with eSIM and eliminating the traditional cost of retail, Mint Mobile passes significant savings on to you. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and switch easily and effortlessly with eSIM. Or if you need a new device, for a limited time, get 6 months of free service when you buy select device and plan. Switch to Mint Mobile, get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. For a limited time, buy any three-month Mint Mobile plan and get 3 more months free by going to mintmobile.com/victory. That's mintmobile.com/victory. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/victory. All right, let's talk about Next Evo. All right, as the holidays approach, we all know that they aren't all sleigh bells and mistletoe. There's also airports, shopping malls, dining tables, crowded with people. Some you're glad to see once a year. Now, for myself, personally, we're getting ready to make a trip to Colombia with the baby. Now, not to mention, we still have to do all of our shopping somehow before we travel to Colombia. So for myself, I'm going to start kicking up the Next Evo just to take a little bit of the stress out of it, the flights, Columbia, it's a multi-leg trip. We're excited. But, you know, Next Evo, it's the regular CBD oil that works more slowly because of how bodies process oil-based ingredients compared to water-soluble supplements. And regular CBD only achieves 2 to 10% absorption. So over 90% of what you think you're getting goes to waste. SmartSorb upgrades CBD natural absorption power. It's scientifically formulated to deliver more CBD fast. The only brand clinically proven to deliver 30 times better absorption in the first 30 minutes. Get smarter CBD from Next Evo Naturals and get up to 25% off subscription orders or $40 off more at nextevo.com/podcast. Promo code VICTORY. That's nextevo.com/podcast. Promo code VICTORY. Hey, Rob, when you see, when you watch Tony Romo, Tony Romo is so good at what he does. He basically, people, they line up and he pretty much calls, almost tells you what's going to happen before it happens. And obviously that's quarterback mentality. But when you're watching the game on the field, as they line up, can you, from when you're watching on TV, can you go, all right, here's what's coming. Here's probably what's coming.
If I'm feeling it and I'm in the zone, I'm with my friends, you know, you're like a beer too deep, you know, the adrenaline's rolling and you're wide awake. I can like basically pick apart what's going to happen.
Right.
You know, especially if I'm watching like the Patriots or the Buccaneers, because I'm so familiar with their playbooks. I mean, they basically still run the same offenses, and even watching other teams, I mean, just the way that they flow, I can basically pick apart what's going to happen. Right. And I love when I'm at that level of like, all right, this is what's going to happen. That tight end's going to do this. Or we'll just watch him run his route. I'm like, all right, that was the route he just ran. And then the other guy's going to run inside and he should be open there. And it's just it's one of my favorite things to do. But also I can do that with the Raiders right now because McDaniels, I played right. under his offense for, you know, my first 9 years in the league. So when the Raiders are going with tight end Darren Waller, I'm just sitting there picking apart every route.
Good.
Darren Waller's running, and I'm just like, all right, this one's going to Waller. This one's going to Davante Adams, just because I have a great feel of their whole offense. So I love being at that level and love being able to call out the play, what's going on.
And hey, maybe a little play-by-play in your future, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. Tony Romo's got that down. You got to have that down to really a science, good. Though. Like I said,
He's
really good, and he's always ready to go. Like, you got to be ready to go. You got to love football and want to watch it, you know, the whole entire day in order to be just calling out plays like that.
And do you think Tom's like ready to do that?
Well, he's got that big deal set up.
I know he's going to do it.
By the way, no offense from him. I got to imagine that Brady's got to be equally as good or better.
I mean, it's
right?
who the hell knows?
Or is it a TV thing?
It's a different thing.
Brady will read the defense.
He'll be able to read, tell
you what special teams.
Yeah, he can definitely read.
I mean, he does a great job with it. In meetings, great job. He'll say, okay, this guy's going to do this. This is how this defense plays. This is this safety. He can describe their strengths and their weaknesses just like that of a player after he watches three plays, you know, on the player. And if it's a linebacker, D lineman, safety, it doesn't matter. He can translate that in a meeting like no other. It's just a question is, can you translate that and be outspoken about it right on the spot?
Right.
Like,
and have some personality, too.
And add some personality. I mean, that's the question that's in the air, and that's going to determine, on him, on how he does it. But in the meetings, A+. I mean, it's like, wow, it's mind-blowing. So if he can just transfer that into the booth, he's going to do an unbelievable job.
All right, my last football question, because Doug and I, all right, weather. Okay, I had this theory, and as it turns out, I was right, that the Dolphins have an early advantage in the earlier part of the season because the games are hot and their stadium is designed where they're in the shade and the opposing team is in the sun. It's 30 degrees hotter. And the same thing with the cold weather. How big of a factor is the cold weather as opposed to the warm weather as opposed to the dome?
Well, first you got to ask the Dolphins. Is there some advantage that he's right about when you're in?
Yeah, he's definitely correct. And you definitely
Giants Stadium did it too. But they do the opposite. They put the Giants in the sun and they put the
because it's cold.
Let them freeze.
So I played in both extremes. So then I went down to Tampa, and let me tell you, I'd rather play in 20 degree weather than in 95 degree weather.
Really?
There's no doubt about that. I mean, when it's 90 degrees, it's humid. When the humidity just absolutely takes the life out of you, man.
Cramping up, everybody's rolling around on the sideline with cramps.
Dude, it's brutal, man. It just like zaps you. It's weird. It's like getting hit with a stun gun or something, and you're like,
oh. So the heat does, really? Yeah, more heat. So than the wet, the cold. Really?
Yeah, yeah. The cold kind of can wake you up, and you got to move around. You got to be active in order to stay loose and stay warm. So you're just sitting on the sidelines. You're running your feet in place. You're just always going. So you're awake. The warm weather, that 95 with humidity, oh, my God.
Feels like 103.
Oh, brutal. With the pads on it, I swear. I think it's dangerous. There should be no
games. It's definitely dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
There should be no games played when it's 90 degrees plus.
And that Dolphin Stadium, though, it really is worse for the visiting team? I mean,
I'm not sure for the visiting team.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was 30 degrees hotter.
I'm asking the guy who's been on the field.
If it's true that I haven't played in the Dolphin Stadium in a while, and my last game was a night game there, I think, but if it's true somehow that the sun is hitting the away team and they're in the shade, then yes, it's an advantage.
They redesigned the stadium in 2015, and they did that on purpose. So at a 1 o'clock game, if you're on the sideline, it is 25 to 30 degrees hotter on the other. By the way,
Dolphins, if something bad happens to a player in that heat, they kill the player.
No, that's not true. I mean, a lot of teams do what they got to do to get an advantage. Don't they at Soldier Field leave the wind tunnel open and like leave the door open to get?
I know, but it's
going?
That heat thing because I'm with them because and just you know it comes back
that's
to called, pickleball.
That's to knock the field goals down, right?
It's called home field advantage.
Well, I don't know how that's allowed. You got to keep it open the whole time.
The whole point is that
they do lots of stuff, including the snowplow.
It's not. It's your.
But anyway, what I was saying is, in Florida, playing pickleball in Florida a month and a half ago, I mean, it was a whole different.
It's just like playing in the NFL.
It's very similar, you know. You just
face similar challenges on the pickleball court.
All right, so Rob, let's
pickleball can be very challenging.
Thank you, Rob.
It's nonstop.
It is.
You get 30 seconds in between every football play.
Yeah.
And those rallies go pretty long too.
Well, you'll have to ask Sherry. He'll be mad at me for saying this, but we played in a little tournament with Danny Werfel a couple of months ago, yep. And Ryan during our match threw up. He had to pull up to the side.
Was that the guy that threw up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ryan threw up.
Oh yeah, he
during
was
the
hurling.
Match. You got to give.
He
some
was
shit.
Probably out till about 5 a.m.
Yeah,
that was the rumor.
I believed it was my skill that made him throw up. But it might have been the tequila.
It wasn't your slice, Doug. It wasn't your slice.
All right, let's get into Entourage. You came on the set. Henry brought you to the movie. It was the scene. We had Saget and Russell Wilson.
Tyson.
And who else was there?
Everybody.
Pharrell. And there was a million people. But Henry came on. You were hurt because the season was over and you were actually injured. And Henry's like.
But it was right after the Super Bowl, too, because Russell had just won.
Maybe.
It was right
I don't
after
even
they
know
won.
What year it was. Yeah. But I was. There was so much going on and so much stress.
You
and
had
Henry's
no idea
like,
he was coming?
No idea.
Really?
Yeah. Henry's like, Rob's here. Basically.
Really? Wow. Wow. Yeah. That's Henry for you.
Yeah. that sounds about right.
By the way, it was the right move. So he goes, can you put him in? And I'm like, I'm looking at Rob. I'm like, well, I'm not going to say no. But I wanted to see, like, you know. And do you remember when I spoke to you the first time? Because you told me a story that I thought was pretty cool. And I have no idea if you remember about high school.
Oh, well, let me hear it because I'm probably going to tell it again.
Okay. Well, I don't want to lead you, but you told me like you told your friends at high school you were going to be on Entourage.
Yes,
okay,
I did. So I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, that's what you said to me. And I was like, I got emotional when you told me, besides the fact that I felt old and that was 15 years ago. But tell me what happened.
Oh, yeah. So Henry's telling me, oh, we're going to get you on the Entourage movie and all this. And actually, I was in L.A. already, and I was at another show, Whose Line Is It Anyways? And this is like my first time going on a show, and I'm like, I'm going to kill it. I have no preparation at all. I don't even know what Whose Line Is It Anyways is. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, Henry's like, I'm going to get you on a show. And, you know, being young, 21, 22 years old, 23 or whatever, I'm like, wow, this is like a dream. Like, I get to be on a show. Like, this is great. I was loving it. So, but I was a little nervous. So I'm sitting in the back of Whose Line Is It Anyways, and I'm ripping shots. Like, this is when I was like wild, like a little, you know.
Yeah, you're mellow
to another level. Yeah, mellow.
I mean, comparatively.
Compared to back then when I was 20, 21, 22, 23. But so I go on Whose Line Is It Anyways, and I'm pretty tipsy, and I absolutely bust some moves and do a great job. And then freaking, and then Henry's like, oh, we got to get to the Entourage movie. We're filming at 12:30 in the morning.
Same day.
So I just filmed at like 10 p.m. at night. So then we hop in the car. I'm ripping more shots. I'm like, dude, I'm going to be real life character. I'm going to be hammered. I mean, that's what the show's all about. So then he's like, yo, you got to hide the alcohol. Like, you're not allowed to drink on set and stuff. And I was like,
yeah,
what do you mean? Like, this is Entourage. Like, what? They party in the show.
You can drink on set.
I'm like,
I was sneaking a little Johnny Walker Blue off. Julian Edelman. I got
Keep in the red cup.
Gronk, I think I gave you a shot of that.
Yeah, yeah, you did. So then I get there, and you guys have that scene for me where I'm all, like, my knees busted up, my arms busted up.
Yeah, the
so
crutches, you're dancing around with a crutch.
So it was a perfect scene. It was.
But
like
I was
a
scared to ask you because I was like, I remember I asked Henry, I go, I know he's hurt. Would he dance with, like, crutches and stuff like that? So
it was perfect, just the perfect scene, how it all went down. I was in the stands. Vince was about to, you know, show
the movie.
Yeah, show the movie, and then it kept getting delayed. Like, he wasn't showing it, and then finally I just fucking stand up with my crutches and just throw them in the air. Vince, show the fucking movie! Show the fucking movie,
Were
Vince?
You sitting with Cuban? It was like Cuban, Gronk, Pharrell, everybody.
My mind was just blown, but, I felt like I was just in the perfect place, the perfect mindset, because I was like, I was tipsy.
You were awesome.
Feeling good. I just played the perfect part for myself, and it was a dream come true. So, Doug, thank you for putting me in the movie, man.
Thank you.
But my leg was shattered. Remember, I broke my leg that day.
You did.
I broke my leg that day. And
you broke your ankle.
You know, I always tell the story to people, you know. They sent me off to some guest house. Like, they were embarrassed of me. They were ashamed of me. They had me, like, laid up in some guest house. It's probably, I don't know, probably 65, at least 75 yards away from where you needed to go to leave. And Gronk and Edelman, the only two that came to check on me when they left. Of all those people, these guys came to make sure that I was okay.
Yeah. Tyson didn't come rub your
face.
Tyson
didn't come by when he trashed it.
You did not.
And you kept going, man. You kept filming.
By the way, drinking, you know, I had sunglasses
you're
on.
You're a warrior, my man. I remember that. You broke your ankle.
I broke my ankle, yeah. I broke
in
my
In the middle
ankle.
Of filming, right
it was
on
like,
set.
It was like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Not an ankle, leg, right?
No, I have a plate in my ankle, but it was like a spiral break. But I remember because Dylan was there, but it was you, Edelman, and I remember you guys knew I was hurt. You were like, man, like, you guys gave me the kind of pat on the back. I was just trying to get off the set because I was embarrassed, you know? I was embarrassed. But like I said, you guys came to say goodbye to me, and there's a great picture of us because I'm in my underwear.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
we got to pull that picture.
That must have been ugly.
We got to pull that picture.
A bad look.
Yeah. No, we definitely have that picture.
All right, as Thanksgiving was approaching, I knew that Stock Tip Dave here in the office wasn't going to be heading home for the holidays. So I sent him the gift of Omaha Steaks. I'm sure he butchered most of it when he tried to cook it. We're happy that I got to send him some Omaha Steaks. Achieve gifting greatness when you gift the perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha Steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have put together special curated gift packages to help take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of the 50% off site-wide. Plus, use promo code VICTORY and check out to get an additional $30 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early, beat the shipping rush, go to omahasteaks.com and use the promo code VICTORY at checkout. I'm happy to welcome an amazing new sponsor to the show, and I'm talking about Sheath Underwear. Have you or your friends had trouble finding comfortable underwear? Underwear that is focused on your comfort with no chafing, no sticking, no drama, and designed so that everything fits exactly where it should. And you know what I'm talking about. If yes, then you have to try Sheath Underwear. It all starts with Sheath's dual pouch system, a concept that was developed by the company's founder after enduring a summer in Iraq, day after day of triple-digit heat and unbearable chafing and discomfort. Founder and CEO Robert Patton felt there had to be a better way, and now there is. When I first saw it, I thought, this is genius. My friends tell me all you have to do is put them on and gravity handles the rest. The dual pouch comfortably cradles you just like a hammock for the family jewels. And don't forget to check out our newest additions, the Bamboo 5 and the Mesh Boxer Brief. Added comfort, added performance, added mobility. You know what? I like to wear Sheath underwear at my roller hockey games. It keeps me cool for 3 periods of men's roller hockey on Wednesday night. It's a whole new world of comfort and performance. The Sheath underwear is all about supporting shows like ours and supporting free speech. So make sure to give Sheath underwear a try. Go to sheathunderwear.com now and use the promo code VICTORY to receive 20% off today. That is very important. That's sheathunderwear.com today and use the promo code VICTORY for 20% off.
Do you remember, though, Rob, what you told me, and I've told everybody since, so hopefully it actually happened that I didn't make it up, but that you told your friends in high school you were going to be on Entourage.
Yeah, so every Sunday, I never had HBO growing up at my house, so every Sunday we would go to our friend's house and watch the Entourage show. At, you know, every Sunday night it was at like 8 p.m. or whatever Eastern time.
8:39.
Yeah, whenever it would air, the new episode every single week. And let me tell you, it was the fastest 30 minutes of my life every time. It was like a dream come true. We'd get all our boys together, like our own Entourage, and all watch it together. And then we were sitting there, and I'm like, guys, I'm going to be on this fucking show one day. And nice. Everyone was like, we were like, yeah, let's do it. We always wanted to live like the Entourage group, you know, watching the show. So,
which character were you, bro? You were Vince.
It's got to be Vince.
I was Vince.
Vince with shoulders.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Vince with shoulders.
And
a slightly bigger build.
And they were like, if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be you, Rob. And I'm like, I'm going to do it. Watch. And nice. I was just talking to my friend actually yesterday. I was like, I'm going on to Entourage podcast, man. He's like, hey, you were in the movie. You called it from the beginning. You're going to get on. And I was like, yeah, dude, I did it, man. It was just a dream come true for sure. We used to watch every single episode, always talked about, hey, if I make it one day, if one of us makes it, we gotta live life like this for at least a couple years, yeah. You know? Yeah. So we got to enjoy it. You guys were my inspiration, all my friends' inspiration. So thank you for creating such a great show and bringing so much happiness to us throughout our high school days and just giving us inspiration to live like that, you know, once I made it to the pros.
Did you have that belief? I mean, you went to Arizona where my son goes now, but did you have that belief in high school you were gonna play pro football?
Yeah, definitely. There was no doubt about it. Like after about my sophomore year in high school, you know,
you're from where?
I was just telling Buffalo, Rhode Island. New York.
Oh, Buffalo. Oh, you're from Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo.
That's cold up there. No wonder you like the cold weather.
Yes,
cold
up there. I don't mind it at all. But I basically had my mindset on the NFL. I was kind of just predetermining it. What's it called?
Manifesting.
Yeah, manifesting. I was manifesting it from the beginning. I was writing every paper that we had to write it on. Oh, what do you want to do? I just blocked out everything else, and I just wrote, I'm going to be in the NFL. You know, I had some teachers laugh at me. They still call me up today. They're like, wow, that's amazing. Your whole article was about how you're going to get to the NFL and play, and you did it, Rob. We used to just laugh like, wow, this kid has big dreams, but you're actually more than dreaming. You're going to the next level with it, Rob, and I get to see that whenever I see those teachers go back home, it's just incredible how they just still
talk
about
it. And then you did that with Entourage. You manifested it.
Yeah, manifested it. So when I was in high school, I used to just manifest big things about, you know, my career. And like going on the Entourage, talking about it with my friends, also going to the NFL, writing papers about it every single time. When I got to Arizona, and I love your shirt, Doug. Yep. Yes, you got the Arizona Wildcats.
Normally, I would think that it was suspicious that he was wearing that, but his son goes there, so I guess.
I would have worn it for him anyway. Yeah,
but you wouldn't have it if it wasn't for Lucas. You got it because of Lucas.
That's true.
Also, Rob, you see the ice shaker here.
I know, man.
This is the Action Park Media ice shaker.
You got an ice shaker?
This is not a coincidence. This is not, again, it's not like the Arizona sweatshirt.
And what's wild is I just put it up an ice shaker post this morning on my Instagram feed. We're doing 12 days of giveaways. My brother, for ice shaker, he's giving away 12 days in a row, giving away ice shakers, and I just posted. I'm giving one every single ice shaker that they have. One of them I'm giving to a lucky winner along with a signed jersey. So
just so everyone knows,
signed jersey.
Yeah,
Gronk's brother owns this ice shaker company, right?
This is on Shark Tank, right?
Yeah, it was on Shark Tank.
Oh, was this the one that was on Shark Tank? Yeah. The thing about that everybody loves about the ice shaker is that the size of it.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to refill it 82 times. It's a good size.
I need an ice shaker. Conley's holding that. Like,
I'm gonna get you guys some ice shakers.
Thank you.
I'm gonna have him. He custom.
We got this one. Obviously,
with the Action Park on it, with the print on it.
Yeah,
so,
so
I'm gonna have a nice one sent to you guys here.
Nice. All right, there we go.
All right, before we let you go, Rob, though, what are you manifesting next? What is the next 10 years?
Oh man, what am I manifesting? I'm actually just being super healthy, man. Just, you know, having my body work on all dimensions. You know, all those, you know, tight muscles, all the cramps, all the beat downs that I took. I mean, I had all that scar tissue built up, and when I was in my 20s, dude, I didn't give a shit about what scar tissue was.
Right.
I just powered through it. I was the man at powering through anything. Like if I was hungover, it didn't matter. I was powering through that. Well, I had a swollen knee, I didn't care. I'm going out to practice. I'm going to run full speed. But you can't do that your whole life. I mean, it eventually caught up, and it did at like 28, 29. I was like, shit, I can't move no more. I was running down the field like 1 mile per hour, like freaking D linemen were covering me. But and then I figured that out, how to get better. But just manifesting, just having my body loose. Agile.
And are you close? I mean, so what is it? What does it look like? Is it like more cardio?
Do you see my 40-inch vertical on the pickleball?
That's what I'm saying.
So he said he's never felt more athletic.
What is it that you do to feel more athletic? Is it just, is there anything specific routine, or are you just kind of getting steps in, or what?
Yeah,
steps. He's doing casual walks.
Yeah, actually, casual walks are my favorite. Just so you know, go do something.
Right.
Loosening up the hips. Right. I mean, that's definitely the key. Flexibility, being pliable, getting massages, keeping the muscles loose. When you're gaining the strength, you got to keep them loose in order for them to be functional to the max power. And also, no lie, the agility, pickleball, that's why I love playing, is the agility in it. You're going back and forth. Yeah, it's like within like a 15-yard radius or whatever, but you're going back and forth the whole entire time. So you're working on your agility the whole time you're playing pickleball, and you're jumping for the ball when they're trying to hit it over your head. And then just a lot of things, man.
Do you remember when you and your buddies and Henry and we all went up to Leo's party and you guys all got in your underwear and did cannonballs and dumped half of his pool into the hillside?
Yeah, I do remember that.
And let me tell you something, bro. Rob has, not only is Rob big, he's got big friends, except Henry and I. Everybody else was gigantic. And when these guys do cannonballs, bro, I'm talking about it, the water just shooting off the side of the mountain. It was something to see.
They were
in their underwear. What? They were all in their underwear.
You keep saying that. You were happy about that.
Yeah, I was doing cannonballs in the Leo's hot tub or pool. It looked like a hot tub because I was in it.
Probably. Well, what I can tell you is I remember, Rob, I mean, I don't know how you are as a teammate. You were so great on the set. You literally, like, do you, I remember.
Well, he set
like,
the tone, too.
No, but he also said, do you care if I just hang around? You were serving soup to extras. Like,
yeah,
like,
I was going to bring that morning. Up, too.
By the way, it sounds like he's a little buzzed. Sounds like the Johnny Blue talk.
And there were some good looking women at the party. There were some good
I think we went to, like, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And everyone was exhausted. And then there you are serving soup to the crew members, and it really kind of
Johnny
and you
Blue.
Had a lot of energy, really helped.
No, it was. It's true.
I was in heaven, man. I was in the clouds. That was cool.
That was
my dream, man.
Yeah. That was
and you guys
fun,
made it come true.
But
so
I think
thank you.
I think that is amazing with you, though. I think you do bring that to the way you played football, the way you do it. You're just you're happy and loving it, and that's. Listen, that's the way to do it, Kevin.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
But anyway, we can't tell you how much we appreciate you coming down.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Henry. Thank you, Ryan Cherry. And, you know.
He's not going to play pickleball today. Another day.
I'm just saying, when you want to play, we'll get up whenever you want to play. We got
right.
a bunch of guys. So, we got a new show that these two guys starred in that we shot with Charlie Sheen, and we're going to get you in that.
Ooh,
so
what was the show name?
Ramble On, it's called. So, we just shot the pilot. And,
by the way, it's about the second act of life. You're right now rambling on. Right?
All right,
it's like the next stage of what happens next. Kind
yeah.
of. Thing. Yeah, that's what it's about.
Exactly. That's kind of the stage I'm in right now.
So I'm saying,
right?
You end up there. So.
And trying to figure it out because, you know, as great as what you've done in the past is, you know, like, who wants to sit back and just live with that? You know?
And then at the beginning of the second stage, you're like, man, I wish I could just go back to that first stage.
It's easier to just go back to that first stage when nothing hurt.
Yeah, nothing hurt. And you don't even think about anything. You just go.
Those days are gone.
We'll get back to them.
We'll get back to
them. For sure. Well, you're looking better than we are. So anyway, check out Rob. We're going to get some video of me and Rob either on ping pong or pickleball at some point. But
and the ice shaker. I'm excited about our ice shaker.
Iceshaker.com.
Iceshaker.com. There you go.
All right. Victory Podcast.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Rob. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Let's go. Party Rock is in the house.